Welcome to Echoes from the Empire.
Dear listeners, I'm very happy to welcome you to my radio show again. Thank you for tuning into Youth Radio. Today, on March the 1st, 1984, our topic is intercultural misunderstandings. You surely all know the situation when you sit in school and you understand absolutely nothing. Maybe you think sometimes that your teacher speaks another language, when in fact he doesn't. However, the fact that someone really speaks another language and you can't understand a word of what they are saying can also be very funny. To give you an example, I want to tell you a story one of my listeners experienced on his trip to Southern India. It happened in a small village named Kiritam. An old man called Muni had lived there for many years under poor circumstances. His two goats were the only thing he owned. Therefore, he was taking good care of them. So every day he took them to places where they could graze a little. Day after day, the same procedure. But one day, an American tourist on vacation in India drove by. And as he saw the old man sitting in the shade of a statue, he stopped his car. The statue of a horse and the warrior, which clearly showed the former grandeur of the small village of Kiritam, and which was there to protect it, was the reason for his break. The tourist thought that Muni was the owner of the statue, and since he was interested in buying it, he was very polite, asked Muni if everything was okay, and offered him a cigarette. The problem was that the tourist only spoke English and Muni only spoke Tamil, which is an Indian language. Fortunately, the listener who told me this story could speak both languages, so he understood both persons. So Muni understood nothing, but because of the khaki-colored clothes of the tourist, he thought that he was a policeman. Muni explained that he had nothing to do with the murder that had happened a short time ago, and that he was just sitting there with his two goats. The tourist wanted to know when the statue was made, and he tried to make Muni understand by speaking more slowly, but Muni still understood nothing. The tourist failed to understand that no matter how slowly you speak English, if the other person doesn't understand the language, nothing will change. So, trying to create a good basis for bargaining the price for the statue, the tourist talked about his trip through India, said that it was a beautiful country, and so on. He also stroked the goats because he wanted to show his respect. But this was not really a good idea, because for Muni, a person from a culturally very different background, this meant that he was interested in buying the goats. However, Muni, thinking the American was talking about his goats that he had just petted, answered that he got help from the astrologer when he lost his goats. The tourist looked around for somebody to translate, but he didn't see anybody, so he asked again if Muni would sell the horse. But Muni thought that the American's gestures toward the horse meant he wanted to know all about it, told him everything about its historical and mythological background, and explained that the story of the horse had been passed on by many generations. However, the tourist insisted that he really wanted to buy the statue and that he would pay any price, but immediately added that he was no millionaire and that Muni should not bargain too hard. Muni, who still had no idea what the tourist was talking about and still thought he was interested in the statue's significance, continued with his talk about the religious significance of the statue. He explained that the statue had something to do with an Indian god called Vishnu. He also mentioned the different incarnations or avatars of God Vishnu. As the tourist heard the word avatar, he thought that Muni is talking about the religious significance of the statue because he wanted to bargaining the price, and telling him all this in order to get a lot of money for the statue. The tourist wanted to speed up the bargaining process a little and said that the transportation would be his problem, and offered 100 rupees for the statue, which is about $10. However, when Muni saw the rupee bills, Bilsi only recognized by their colors because he couldn't read. He thought that the American wanted to change the money into smaller bills and sent him off to the person in his village who would be able to change the money. In the end, Mooney takes the money and walks away, leaving the goats he just sold to the American with the new owner and already plans to spend his money on opening a little store that would make him less of an outcast in the village, whereas the American thinks he just bought the statue and that Mooney was going to get some help to put the statue in his car. He might still be waiting there as far as we know. So as you see, both men spoke about totally different things in two different languages, but didn't realize this throughout their conversation. Isn't that funny? I really think it is. I don't know how the story went on, but I always have to laugh when I think about it, because the two men made a money transfer without understanding one word of what the other said. And therefore the tourist was happy about buying the statue and Mooney was happy about selling his goats, neither of them understanding what their interpretation of the situation, which came from their respective cultural background, was wrong. So when you sit in school next time and you think you don't understand the word and don't need to make an effort to learn English, just think about the story and that this could happen to you if you don't work harder. Let me know what you think about the story and call my number. I'm looking forward to answering the telephone and speaking to you. Thank you for tuning in today and bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Echoes from the Empire.